Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some rain and thunderstorms early on today, then partly sunny with our high nearing 81. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 54. Some showers possible throughout the day on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with a high nearing 69. And more showers likely throughout Wednesday night with a low around 48. Staying sunny throughout the day on Thursday with our high nearing 74 degrees. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. One person was seriously injured in a shooting that was part of a family dispute in Jefferson County Monday afternoon. Emergency responders were called to 9660 86th Street in rural Oskaloosa around 4:18 yesterday, according to Sheriff Jeff Herring. When crews arrived, they found the victim, Winfred L. Rodriguez, 54, suffering from at least one gunshot wound. He was rushed to Stormont Vale. The suspect, Larry Heiston, 68, was taken into custody a short time later. Herring says Heiston is the only suspect in the shooting. The investigation is ongoing. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is sponsoring a program built to help increase firearm safety among Kansans. Through the program, all Kansans can acquire up to 3 free gun locks while supplies last by filling out a form online. To learn more information and to apply for the free gun locks, go to kansasagstress.org/gun-locks. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
And news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute released the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021. And the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, you know, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices to, you know, to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. Demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
According to the Wichita Police Department, officers were called out to the graduation party at a banquet hall in the 3100 block of East 25th Street North at around 11:20 p.m. for the report of a shooting. Upon arrivals, officers found 17-year-old Boise Bearfield of Wichita with a gunshot wound. He was transported to a local hospital where he was later pronounced dead. As people were leaving the scene of the shooting, a 15-year-old girl was hit by a car at the intersection of North Estelle and East 25th Street. She was brought to an area hospital where she later died from her injuries. According to WPD, 18-year-old Samara Rockmore has been arrested on suspicion of felony hit and run. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is sponsoring a program built to help increase firearm safety among Kansans. Through the program, all Kansans can acquire up to 3 free gun locks while supplies last by filling out a form online. To apply for free gun locks, go to kansasagstress.org/gun-locks. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Police say two people are dead and 20 others injured in a crash that sent two cars careening into a crowd of bystanders while an annual Memorial Day weekend cruise night was wrapping up in Nebraska's capital. Two women ages 20 and 22 had been inside one of the cars and died in the Sunday night crash on O Street in Lincoln. One person was reported in critical condition and the others were treated at hospitals for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Police in Wyoming say a man wanted in a fatal shooting in Nebraska was shot and killed by police in Cheyenne on Saturday. Cheyenne police say members of a SWAT team opened fire on Devin Darrell Saunders around midday after going to a home where they had located him. They say Saunders refused to come out, and after police deployed gas to try to get him out, he pulled out a gun, leading officers to shoot him. Police in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska say Saunders was wanted in connection with several shootings, including one in which his aunt was killed. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation comes in many forms. Elder abuse is taking money or valuable items, pushing, shoving, or leaving bruises. It's leaving the elderly unattended or without food when they cannot care for themselves. If you know or suspect an elderly person is being abused physically, emotionally, sexually, or financially, call the Kansas Adult Protective Services hotline at 1-800-922-5330. Elder Kansans deserve honor and respect, not abuse. Remember, elder abuse is a crime. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and aired in cooperation with the station.
An injury accident was reported Friday evening in Marysville. 33-year-old Ian McCarter of Marysville lost control of his motorcycle at 8th and Jenkins Streets, shearing a power pole in half, with the cycle then crossing the street, ejecting the driver, who was transported by ambulance from the scene. Ian McCarter suffered serious head injuries, and a GoFundMe account has been established toward his medical expenses. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week spoke with the USDA Rural Development regarding funding options for a proposed jail project. USDA interest rate is currently 2.5% and can extend up to 40 years. USDA is typically involved with these projects from the beginning and assists with obtaining a construction manager at risk. That's already been done by the county. Therefore, USDA will have to verify all the proper steps were taken for their requirements. Funding timelines for the project were outlined. Pre-application documents have been submitted and approved. The architect and construction manager will attend next week's meeting to update progress. Regarding reports of several phone calls as to plans for additional wind farms in Marshall County, commissioners confirmed there are no plans for additional wind farms in the county at this time. Public Works has moved north of Axtell, removing a bridge. The bridge west of Beatty is complete and open. With a fuel surcharge for waste transfer, landfill prices may be increasing soon. Work continues on various projects at the Health Department building. The COVID grant that was received in the amount of $146,000 has $55,000 remaining. This will be used toward new furniture and carpet for the health building. Health Department's working on another COVID grant that could be used for new gutters and concrete on the west and north sides. As the Helvering Center is an emergency shelter for the county, the Agency on Aging is soliciting bids for a generator with funds to be used out of the American Rescue Plan. They had asked if the American Rescue Plan funds can help replace Meals on Wheels van, as COVID did cause a substantial increase in Meals on Wheels requests. Commissioners briefly discussed the infill housing revitalization program. County Councilor feels if the board wants to move forward the plan and interlocal agreements can be mirrored with the neighborhood revitalization plan, highlighting the appropriate differences. No final decision was made. Marshall County Commissioners will meet today. Yesterday was Memorial Day. Washington County Economic Partnership requested $120,000 from the county next year and provided a report on recent activities. The increase of $40,000 this next year would help with business recruitment and plan for future needs of housing and infrastructure. The Nemahal County Sheriff advised last week his department is down 5 employees. Commissioners granted approval for a plan for office space presented by Senior Services Public Transit, and that director introduced a representative with Midland Care who spoke about providing services for the elderly in Nemahal County. A committee consisting of the Gage County Attorney, Clerk, and Treasurer interviewed 5 candidates last week who had applied to fill the unexpired term of Supervisor Dennis Byers, who passed away. The 3-member committee will select their choice to serve the remainder of the term through 2024. Candidates include Dennis Byers' wife, Janet, former Beatrice Mayor John Bartles, former Supervisor David Swavely, Lawrence Fossler, a recently retired Gage County employee, and Ashley Mason, who lost a bid for Beatrice Mayor in the recent primary. Gage County supervisors at last week's meeting doubled the fee paid for mowing abandoned Gage County cemeteries from $500 to $1,000, retroactive to include this season. Gage County property valuations going out this week may see significant increases due to the real estate market, with values reflecting actual sales prices over a three-year period. It's expected the largest increases will affect residential properties, with stabilized valuations for agricultural land, which had seen increases in recent years. Julie A. Cook, age 56, of Baileyville, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Julie Cook. Tracy C. Stewart, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge for Tracy Stewart. Peggy Ann Schneider, age 71, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. Memorial service pending at this time with the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Peggy Schneider. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, pork tender, mashed potatoes, green beans, and applesauce. Tomorrow, tuna casserole, a muffin, sliced carrots, and blushing pears. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms likely today, and temperatures will stay warmer, with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa. A bit cooler throughout Nebraska, with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 80s. The mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and mid-80s throughout Missouri. Showers will continue overnight tonight, with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Iowa. The lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska. The mid-40s and lower 60s throughout Kansas. And the mid-50s and mid-60s throughout Missouri. Staying cooler throughout the day on Wednesday, with a slight chance for some rain showers. Otherwise sunny, with our highs in the 70s throughout Iowa. The mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska. The lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas. And the lower to upper 70s throughout Missouri. A chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Wednesday night before sunshine on Thursday. Staying sunny on Friday before more rain over the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 80. Record high on this date, 99. The average low, 58. And the record low, 30. Sunset this evening, 8:44, with sunrise in the morning at 6:05. Cooler start at 61 degrees. We recorded less than 10 hundredths of an inch of rain with brief showers overnight. Had more than half an inch. Some areas it was hit and miss across northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska, as thunderstorm warnings were prompted at times for Gage County and points north. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 31st of May. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. Big Blue River Days are coming to Marysville Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th. Kick off the fun with Friday Night Cruising at 5:30. Tune KNDY for the Cruising Soundtrack. Before the Dawn performs live Friday at 6, with a third annual cornhole tournament beginning at 7:30. And then the Tribute Trio takes the stage at 9, featuring REO Speedwagon, Cheap Trick, and the Steve Miller Experience. Saturday includes the 31st annual AutoFest car show. All entries welcome. The 15th annual Big Blue Barbecue, plus a kids zone, as well as Beer Olympics at 5:30. Saturday night free entertainment includes the Rewind Band at 6 and Fast Times Vigilante on stage at 9. Full details online at BigBlueBBQMarysville.com 10 on Facebook. Don't miss the annual Big Blue River Days, Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th, sponsored in part by Marysville Chamber and Main Street.
Cup dreams dashed in Carolina. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The irresistible force met the immovable object in Raleigh. The New York Rangers, undefeated in four previous elimination games in this Stanley Cup, at the Carolina Hurricanes, who hadn't lost at home all playoffs. That was until last night, when the Blue Shirts blitzed the Hurricanes 6-2 to win that series in seven games. Canes goalie Antti Raanta left the game in the second period with a lower body injury, and Ryan Strome scored the eventual winner on his replacement, Pyotr Kochetkov, just minutes later.
Strome down the left side, moves in and shoots. He scores!
Sam Rosen with the call on 98.7 ESPN. The Rangers advance to the Eastern Conference Final against the two-time defending champion Lightning. Rangers head coach Gerard Gallant previewing the series.
It should be a battle. It should be a fun series. We played them well in the regular season, which means nothing. But we're looking forward to the challenge.
The Rangers will host Game 1 Wednesday. Baseball, the Texas Rangers beat Toronto 9-5, and they can thank Eli White.
Here's the pitch. He swings. It's a high drive to deep left center. White going back onto the track. At the wall, he leaps, and he got it! What a catch by White! Unbelievable play!
That snag in the top of the first robbed G-Man Choi of a three-run homer. Then, in the bottom of the second,
he swings, and it's a high drive to deep center. Back goes Phillips to the track, to the wall, he leaps. It's history! Eli White, just above the leap of Phillips. Has saved three runs, and now he has supplied two of his own.
The call's on 103.5, The Fan. French Open quarterfinals today. Alexander Zverev faces Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz. Then it's Novak Djokovic versus Rafael Nadal. On the women's side, Coco Gauff tangles with Sloane Stephens. Later, Iga Swiatek takes on American Jessica Pegula. This is Rich Cantu. ABC.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance and TV Store have a large selection of on-hand, in-stock furniture, appliances, and TVs from major name brands like Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, and Amana. Washer and dryer sets starting at $9.98. Large selection of freezers, all sizes starting at $1.99. Ashley reclining sofas, choice of three colors at $5.88. All in stock and shipped free to your door on everything $2.99 and up within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center in Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Plan to attend the annual Washington County Rodeo Friday and Saturday, June 8th and 9th, beginning at 7:30 each evening at the Washington Fairgrounds Rodeo Arena, with a free barbecue Friday for the first 500 admissions paid, dedication to Mounted Patrol, Trick Roper and Clown, children's events both nights, a rodeo dance following the event Saturday featuring Stuart Ray and his band, free admission on the tennis courts. Find them on Facebook. The annual Washington County Rodeo is Friday and Saturday nights beginning at 7:30.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, a member of the Senate Ag Committee, says he doubts the Biden administration's effort to increase double cropping will have much impact on augmenting food production. Senator Grassley noted he thinks most farmers who can double crop will do so without any additional incentives. He told reporters if the administration can spend X number of dollars to encourage more double cropping, I'm not going to fight it. But he also is kind of at a loss to think that every farmer that could do that isn't already doing it. USDA plans to loosen existing CRP rules by allowing participants to request termination of their CRP contract if they're in the final year of their agreement. The change in rules means to help open up more acres to wheat production to offset global food challenges caused by the war in Ukraine. It will allow qualifying farmers to terminate their contracts without having to repay rental payments, but they will not be able to request termination of their contracts until the end of the primary nesting season for fiscal year 2022. FSA is mailing letters to producers with expiring acres that detail the flexibility and share other options like re-enrolling sensitive acres in the CRP continuous sign-up and considering growing organic crops. Heavy rain helped ease the drought condition in some of the southern plains. most of where the nation's wheat crop is at risk. In Texas, the area in extreme and exceptional drought fell from 56% to 46%, according to last week's drought monitor. Oklahoma, the area in extreme and exceptional drought was cut in half. Also improvements in Colorado and in Kansas. And a letter to President Biden, a coalition of farm groups expressing deep concern regarding recent amicus brief submitted by the Solicitor General to the U.S. Supreme Court, effectively advising the court against a federal FIFRA preemption over state laws on pesticides. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Friday to you. Here's your latest Larry Steckland report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, friends, when you drive by on the road, you look out at this wheat field of mine, you think maybe there's 50, 60 bushel wheat out there. Of course, you're driving 50 to 60 miles an hour, too. I got to tell you, friends, it's not there. You got to walk out there. It's thinner than a whistle in some spots. Now, this is wheat after soybeans. And I got to tell you, it'll knock it for a loop with it when you do that. And I sometimes wonder if it's worth it. Depending upon the crop year, I'll guarantee you there's some years it's not. And this may be one of them because my soybean crop wasn't that great. This crop here, if it'll make what the wheat tour says, I'll be a happy camper. Now, here's this what happened on the wheat tour. They started out 50 people from Manhattan, Kansas, and went west all the way to Colby, and then they turned south, and then they came east. Boy, they saw some tough wheat out west, no doubt about that. Some of the stuff they said was about the same height as these weeds here, probably too short to cut. But they started out up north. They got up into the 35, 38 bushel yields the first day or so. Went down south, and it was even worse. Come this direction east into Wichita, Kansas area, and then north towards Manhattan. They saw some 80 bushel wheat. I wish it was mine. But anyway, at this price, friends, it's quite a deal if you can raise some pretty good crops. 39.7 is the average number that they came up with. Total bushels in the state of Kansas will be somewhere around, according to the wheat tour, 261 million bushels. USDA has pegged Kansas at 271, 10 million bushels more. They may have to send some more people out here to take a look. In any event, folks, it's starting to turn. A couple of weeks from now, folks, we'll want the grease guns out.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
You'll find asparagus in the wild in the supermarket, but rarely in a backyard garden. And we'll tell you why next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 31st, the 151st day of the year. The original voice of Bugs Bunny, Mel Blanc, was born on this day. And from the Has It Been That Long department, the first episode of Seinfeld aired on this day 32 years ago. Wild asparagus makes for easy pickings in many rural areas this time of year. But if you're hoping to grow it in the garden, you'll need a lot of patience. It takes 3 years of nurturing before you can harvest edible spears. The first year, the plant develops a crown and root system. In year two, tiny stalks develop into fern-like leaves. And finally, a few of those characteristic green spears appear in year three. The good news is, once it gets going, a well-maintained bed will produce asparagus for 20 years or more. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY 61 with a cloudy overcast. We had less than 10 hundredths of an inch in our rain gauge overnight, a half inch or more locally, some areas. Manhattan had a couple inches in about an hour. So it depends where you were at. There was some hail parts of southeast Nebraska as thunderstorm warnings were prompted, including Gage County. Highs top 80 for this afternoon.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Andres Jimenez hit a three-run homer in the eighth inning off rookie Colin Snyder, sending the Cleveland Guardians to a 7-3 win over the injury-riddled Kansas City Royals. Jose Ramirez hit his 13th homer and drove in three runs for the Guardians, raising his major league leading total to 51 RBIs. Emmanuel Rivera homered for the Royals, who rallied in the eighth but couldn't stop from falling to 16-31, the American League's worst record. Kansas City ace Zach Greinke was placed on the 15-day injured list with a strained right forearm. It was the most significant in a flurry of roster moves by the Royals before opening a three-game series with the Guardians on Monday. The 38-year-old Greinke complained of tightness in his arm following Sunday's start in Minnesota. He allowed five runs in four innings in a 7-3 loss to the Twins. Greinke is 0-4 with a 5.05 ERA this season. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 baseball team opened the season with a pair of wins, hosting Silver Lake Monday, taking them 10-0 and 13-2. Gavin Elder threw a shutout. Bo Urban threw in relief of Chris Bartles in the other game. Post 163 Marysville will host Wymore Tuesday evening at 8, traveling to Seneca for a doubleheader Wednesday. Marysville Juniors opened the season, hosting Wymore at 5:30 Tuesday at Feld Field.
KNDY.
She might be living in Dallas or Denver, Colorado. I know she likes it cold. She might have packed and moved back to Alabama. There's no telling where she is, but there's one thing I know. She's a whole lot of gone, and we're a whole lot of through. How can I hold on when there's nothing to hold on to? There's a whole lot of difference between love and alone. And when you add up the distance, she's a whole lot of gone. And I admit it, I took a lot for granted, just a little at a time. Well, I still can't believe she went and did it. At night I dream where she might be, just to wake up and find she's a whole lot of gone, and we're a whole lot of through. To hold on to, there's a whole lot of difference between love and alone. And when you add up the distance, she's a whole lot of gone. I know she ain't coming back, that's just the way it is. Say it any way you want, but it comes right down to this. She's a whole lot of gone, and we're a whole lot of through. How can I hold on when there's nothing to hold on to? There's a whole lot of difference between love and alone. And when you add up the distance, she's a whole lot of gone. And when you add up the distance, she's a whole lot of gone.
wrestle with the devil all night, fighting with what's wrong and what's right. I was 2 months from home, the whiskey too strong brought a weakness I'd never known. I won't try to make an excuse. There can't be one for what I've done to you. Won't you please let me in so I can plead my case again? If the Lord can forgive me, why can't you? If I can still get to heaven, why can't I get to you? He died for my sins, I'm dying here too. If the Lord can forgive me, girl, why can't you? It's killing me to see how you hurt. You're right, I should have thought of that first. But in time I will heal the pain that you feel by giving you the love you deserve. I know this won't be easy on me,